92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Yeah, bitch. Monday, we back at it again.
Yep.
What's up? Everybody. Yo, it's going to be sexy today.
Is it?
13 degrees and sunshine.
Oh, damn.
Because we're supposed to get rain for like the rest of the week.
Right.
So today's the day, y'all.
I'm okay with that.
You okay? You sound like you got
sick. Yeah, I got a cold again.
Oh, no.
How?
I have no idea.
Oh, let me get. You went outside with your hair wet.
How are you, my mother?
Is it damp in the house?
No. No, I did have the window open all day yesterday, though, because it was so hot.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
It was so hot.
Your mom's going to yell at you.
Yeah, because Catherine's not around, right? So I can just, like, freeze the place
close
up.
The window?
Yeah, she always closes the window. I like it cold. Roxy likes it cold. So we just, like, keep the window open. We were, like, it was freezing on Friday. I think we were watching the Tyson fight. It was freezing cold.
It's got to be warm for me.
Chilling.
I love it when it's warm inside.
You do?
Yeah.
See, I much prefer, like, chilly, and then I can put a blanket on. I like that.
I don't like it.
when I've been sitting there for a while and I realize, oh my God, I'm so hot. I don't like that feeling at all. At all.
But anyway. So you got a cold. You take anything for it?
Nah, I don't. I woke up like this today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I was at my kids. So I had to go to my kids' school last week. So I think like.
That's where you got it.
I was hanging out with kindergarten kids and stuff like that. I did a thing. They had a talent show. So I went up and I was the judge for the talent show.
Kindergartens?
How do you judge
a four-year-old?
No. The kindy.
You suck!
No, they weren't. No, they.
Get better.
No. They weren't. The kindies weren't in the talent show. It was all like, I think like 4, 5, and 6 or something like that were in the talent show. But the kindies, they put the kindies in the front row because they clapped the loudest.
Of course.
Right?
They cheer.
Yes. So yeah. I was sitting beside all these kindies and everybody comes in and they know who I am and they fist bump and they want a high five.
And they're sneezing without covering their faces.
I'm just like boogers, right? Yeah. And at the time, I didn't really think anything of it. But I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's where I got sick. Yeah. Whatever. It was all good. It was a good weekend, though.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I had to go back and there's so much good new TV out. I had to go back and rewatch like the last 4 episodes of two shows.
Which ones?
So the new season of The Night Agent comes out soon.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So I went.
Yeah, Shem's a fan of that.
Yeah, one. Yeah. And so Rox hadn't seen the series at all, so we started from the beginning. Mm-hmm. But also the new season of Silo dropped.
Oh,
which
right,
I'm a huge fan
I
of,
that,
but I
that
had no idea how these shows end.
Uh-huh. So you watch the last 4 episodes?
I watch the last 4 episodes of Silo.
Just play a YouTube recap.
No, because it's never good enough. It's never nuanced enough.
Oh,
nuanced means specific more.
Oh, okay. I thought it was French for new.
Yeah, no, so because I'm very excited about the new season of Silo. Right? Do you watch that show, Shem?
I do. Love it. Yeah, it's
great, right?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Everything, bro.
I watch it way too much. Way too much. I'm almost done From. You know, the show, the nasty scene you had us watch?
Yeah.
Almost done that.
What are you thinking of that show?
Oh, man, season 3 is a... Yeah. Not bad,
Wait,
man.
They're on season 3 already?
Yeah.
I just don't know if they know where they're going with it, though.
I totally agree with that. It feels lost, which is funny to use that term because that's what that show reminds me of.
I never saw Lost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great show.
Very much reminds me of that.
Really? Yeah.
It's good, though. Real good.
But anyway, so I just watched a lot of TV this weekend because I wasn't like...
Nice. With the windows open.
Yeah.
And damp hair.
And I watched UFC on Saturday night.
Nice.
Bro. Did you see that fight?
I watched the highlights.
You watched the highlights? You didn't watch the fight?
No. Bro, that main event started at 1 a.m.
I know.
I was not prepared.
Yeah.
It was actually going to start.
Yeah, it was earlier than the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, though.
Oh, my God.
Too late. Anyway, that main event
was bonkers.
Dan Mori was out talking to fans, so we'll get to that as well. Talk a little bit about Mike Tyson's ass, whether the whole thing was rigged.
Mm-hmm.
Lots coming up.
Yeah. Oh, including Easy Money in like 10 minutes.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha.
On KISS 92.5.
How sweet.
Kill you makes you harder now. A little water when the lights go out. You meant this
had your chance, but you blew it. Thought you buried me, but I'm alive and living my best life. Yeah. Tell me, how's it feel? Huh? Yeah, I was hot then, but I'm even hotter now.
And Mocha. We already know who's your fave.
I think Mocha.
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
But who's the luckiest?
Obviously, it's me.
Yeah, right in your dreams.
It's Roz and Mocha's Easy Money.
Choose between Roz and Mocha and spin the wheel.
If it lands on your pick, you could be kickstarting your day with hundreds of dollars.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha's Easy Money.
Weekday mornings at 6:15.
Only on KISS 92.5.
We've got a big beauty week ahead of us.
I'm so ready. Sephora Cyber Week sales are major.
They're beyond. Different brands are 30% off every day.
I know. I'm so excited to save on Youth to the People, Anastasia Beverly Hills, Bondi Boost, and more.
And all my faves are half off on Black Friday.
50% off select beauty? Sign me up.
It's Sephora's best week ever.
Starting November 24th, don't miss daily deals all week long. Plus, up to 50% off top beauty brands. Exclusions and terms apply. Offers end December 2nd. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Guess what? Vogue Optical has 50% off every frame in the store.
Hold on. These frames are 50% off?
Yes. Every frame in the store is half off.
Even these?
Yep. Every single frame. You see it in the store, it's 50% off.
Oh, man. This is too good to pass up.
Exactly. Hurry in to Vogue Optical today while supplies last. And don't forget to use up those optical benefits before the end of the year. See store for details.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Can we really launch Black Friday deals early?
As Sunwing's financial advisor, I say, hold my coconut.
You actually did it.
It's simple. People want more from their vacation, right? A Sunwing vacation does that. Why deny the people what they want? And with these Black Friday vacay deals, they'll be sipping a mojito by Tuesday.
Book with your local travel advisor or...
Whether it's towing your big toys or hauling gear for the job site, the Toyota Tundra handles it all without breaking a sweat. By the end, you'll be standing there wishing you could high-five that truck. That's what we call being Tundra Struck. It's time to be impressed. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2024 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $129 weekly for 40 months at 2.39% with $5,300 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
The engine of this great city, local 416 members across the city of Toronto show up each day to keep Toronto clean, moving, and safe. They care for our city's public spaces, buildings, fleet, and infrastructure, and provide the essential services residents and visitors depend on. Help us give City of Toronto workers the respect and recognition they need to continue to support us all. Join the conversation and learn more at local416.ca. That's local416.ca.
Connect to the world with special Turkish Airlines fares. Book your flight before November 30th and take advantage of great deals. Fly to the most exciting destinations with the award-winning airline that flies to more countries than any other. Terms and conditions apply. For more details, visit TurkishAirlines.com. Turkish Airlines, widen your world.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with five new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
Walmart is the number one place to save on groceries. You can save $2.53 on a bag of your Fresh Market mini red or yellow potatoes on for only 94 cents. That's 73% in savings. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
We have a plan that's connecting Ontario. We're building new roads and highways like the Bradford Bypass and Highway 413 to shorten your daily commute by up to an hour. And adding more lanes to reduce gridlock on some of North America's busiest routes to keep you and our economy moving forward. All so you can get around faster, safer, easier. See what we're building in your community at ontario.ca/builds. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Amazon Black Friday week is here, with up to 35% off toys to stuff their stocking. Noise-canceling tech to silent their night. And fashion, like slippers, to missile their toes. Shop Amazon's Black Friday deals now.
This is KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show. Brought to you by RedTag.ca.
High end. So high end.
can't afford to live that life that I'm lying about all the time. Roz and Mocha got the racks and the big spinny wheel, gonna make that cash all mine.
Mocha, baby.
All right, we haven't played Easy Money in a hot minute, so we'll give you some time to text in. Easy is the keyword to text in. Right now, it's a 925-555. We'll give you some time. We'll even play another song just to get you organized and get you ready to play. But we do have a wheel in here.
Yes,
for Roz and Mocha's Easy Money. It's got my name. It's got Roz's name on there a bunch of times. It's also got some other things written on that wheel, Roz.
So, bust is on there enough times. And if you hit bust, you know how it is. Game is over for you. We take that $100, we carry it over the next day, tomorrow.
Yeah.
On the wheel, there is also classically double your money. Mm-hmm. So if you are feeling lucky, you can try and turn that $100 into $200. Mm-hmm. We've also added spin again.
Oof. Bonus.
A bonus spin.
Yeah.
So if you land on spin again, we do exactly that. We spin again, give you another shot.
Text easy right now to 925-555. We'll give you some time. We're going to play Roz and Mocha's Easy Money. Starting out with $100 after Taylor Swift. It's Kiss 92.5. Good morning.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights refract. Sequined stars are for silhouette every night. I can show you lies. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did it. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more.
Can't afford to live that life that I'm lying about all the time. and Mocha got the racks and the big spinny wheel. Gonna make that cash all mine. Easy money. Easy. Raza Mocha, baby.
Okay. Yo, Jim, welcome to the Raza Mocha Show. How's it going?
Good, good. Morning, guys.
Welcome to Raza Mocha's Easy Money. We got $100 on the line. The game is super easy.
So we got the wheel here. All you got to do is pick a name, either my name, Raz, or Mocha's name. The only thing you don't want to do is land on bust. However, if you are feeling lucky, you can choose double your money. And if you land on double your money, your $100 becomes $200. If you land on spin again, we do exactly that. So what is it going to be? What are you picking?
Let's go with Mocha this morning.
Hey. Good job, buddy. You won already.
All right.
Here we go. On the count of three, yell out, spin that wheel. One, two, three.
Spin that wheel.
Raza Mocha's Easy Money. Jim selected
Mocha,
my name.
Come on, Mocha.
And,
oh, you busted.
And you are one away from my name, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you wanted to know that information or not, but there you go, Jim. Sorry, bro.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right, man. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right, brother.
So that 100 from today moves to tomorrow. You're going to play for $200. In about 24 hours. If you want to play Raza Mocha's Easy Money this week, text EASY, E-A-S-Y, to 925-555.
Raza Mocha's Easy Money.
Weekday mornings at 6:15.
Easy Money!
Only on Kiss 92.5.
Mocha Show.
Between 7 and 8 this morning, we're going to open the Kiss free ticket window for your shot at tickets to see the Leafs and the Vegas Golden Knights on Wednesday night for Pride Night. So listen out for that Leafs goal horn. You should know what it sounds like this. Do not text now. Only between 7 and 8 this morning when you hear that. It could happen at any time. Well, you have to text Leafs plus your name to 925-555.
Roz and Mocha
on KISS 92.5.
Game start.
Needy
or greedy? Feeling needy could win you $92.
Feeling greedy, however, could get you so much more.
Up to $5,000.
But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
KISS 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
You know that I'll be
fun. KISS 92.5.
It's your business. You built it yourself. Let Rogers Sports and Media help make it grow. There's now an easy way to get your business on the air with our radio station or our entire audio network. It's called Rogers Sports and Media Ad Manager. Designed for businesses of all sizes, RSM Ad Manager is self-serve and simple. Get a $250 ad credit to get started, and your audio can be produced at no extra cost. Visit grow.rogersportsandmedia.com for details.
Toronto, your perfect steak awaits. This November, Chop Steakhouse and Bar opens at 181 University Avenue. Enjoy steak seared to perfection, handcrafted cocktails, and fresh seafood in a modern, vibrant setting. Whether it's a dinner out, happy hour, or late night cravings, Chop is your new favorite dining destination. Visit chop.ca to view our menu and learn more about downtown Toronto's newest, hottest steakhouse. Chop Steakhouse and Bar, opening soon.
We've got a big beauty week ahead of us.
I'm so ready. Sephora Cyber Week sales are major.
They're beyond. Different brands are 30% off every day.
I know. I'm so excited to save on Youth to the People, Anastasia Beverly Hills, Bondi Boost, and more.
And all my faves are half off on Black Friday.
50% off select beauty? Sign me up.
It's Sephora's best week ever.
Starting November 24th, don't miss daily deals all week long. Plus, up to 50% off top beauty brands. Exclusions and terms apply. Offers end December 2nd. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Shop Black Friday deals at PetSmart. From November 21st to 27th, buy one, get one 50% off dog and cat treats. Save 20% on all Hill's Science diet food. Plus, save $3 on all Arm & Hammer cat litter. Shop more incredible deals in-store and online at PetSmart.ca.
As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges, the Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Real Canadian Superstore is bringing it with 28 days of daily deals. This week, get Lactantia butter for only $4.50 each and a 5-pound bag of clementines for only $4. Find more ways to save at Real Canadian Superstore. Conditions may apply. See flyer for details.
Everyone, I have an announcement.
Get tickets now for the most magical event of the year. Wicked. You're gonna be popular. This Friday. Dance, sing, and celebrate. Wicked. In theaters Friday. Get tickets now.
How do you, Subway holiday lover?
I'm dreaming of a turkey sub.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts for Subway's new festive faves meal. A 6-inch turkey sub with cranberry Dijon,
ooh,
crispy potato rings,
ooh,
and 2 red velvet cookies.
Ooh, jingle my bells.
No thank you, but all this delicious and fixins for just $8.99.
Yum, maybe some sugar plums.
No idea what that is. The new festive faves meal, a merry $8.99, only at Subway. At participating Canadian restaurants. Extras additional. Terms and conditions apply.
Buy the fireplace.
In Scarborough, there's this fire behind our eyes.
A passion in our bellies.
It's in the hearts of our neighbors.
The eyes of our nurses.
And the hands of our doctors.
It's what makes Scarborough, Scarborough.
In our hospitals, we do more than anyone thought possible. With less than anyone could imagine.
But it's time to imagine what we can do with more.
Join Scarborough Health Network and together,
we can turn grit into greatness.
Donate at lovescarborough.ca.
50 or over? Ask your healthcare provider if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Visit Prevnar20.ca to learn more. Now publicly funded for eligible Canadians and covered by most insurance plans.
Hey, Michael Jordan here, the one from Toronto. But new War Rewards still puts me in the spotlight. I get new ways to save every time I shop at Metro and Food Basics. War Rewards, made for everyone, even me, Michael Jordan. Join today and save.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by redtag.ca. Travel made easy.
Hey, guess what? Getting some sunshine today. Going to be 13 degrees this afternoon. We're sitting at 6 right now. News after Drake and Rihanna. It's KISS 92.5. Good morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Look, I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to ask you if you're okay. My friends always feel the need to tell me things. Seems like they're just happier than us these days. Yeah. These days I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to be there when you need me. It feels like the only time you'll see me is when you turn your head to the side and look at me differently. Yeah. And And last night, I think I lost my patience. Last night, I got high as the expectations. Last night, I came to a realization, and I hope you can take it. I hope you can take it all. I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
I don't know how to talk to you. I just know I find myself getting lost with you. Lately, you just made me work too hard for you. Got me on flights overseas, and I still can't get across to you. And last night, I think I lost my patience. Last night, I got high as expectations. Last night, I came to a realization, and I hope you can take it. I hope you can take it all.
I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. Years go by too fast. I can't keep track. How long did we last? I feel bad for asking. It can't end like this. We gotta take time with this. Cock up your bomba, sit down, bonita. Let me see if this is something I can fix. Yeah. You got somebody other than me. Don't play the victim when you're with me. Free time is costing me more than it seems. Sacrificing things, and I wanna tell you my intentions. I wanna do the things that I mentioned. I wanna benefit from the friendship. I wanna get the late night message from you. From you. I put my hands around you. Gotta get a handle on you. Gotta get a handle on the fact that I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it. No, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
Baby,
sit down, buddy.
Morning with Roz and Mocha
on Kiss 92.5. Wednesday night is Pride Night for Toronto Maple Leafs. They're taking on the Vegas Golden Knights, Scotiabank Arena, and we got tickets that we're giving away between 7 and 8 this morning. Listen out for this sound. When you hear that sound, you're going to text Leafs along with your name to 925-555. Damn, Maury's also going to be at that
game.
Oh,
yeah? So what are you doing?
Keep an eye out for him.
We're still deciding. And we're
also between
trying...
captain and goalie?
No, I want to drop the puck.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
Why not sing the anthem? That'd be better for the show.
Yeah. Dropping a puck, who cares? Anyway, damn. Between 7 and 8 this morning, giving away Leafs tickets.
Okay? Put the mascot costume on. That'd be great, too.
Without the head.
Yeah.
No, just the head.
Hey, Mo.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 News Break.
Argo!
Yeah!
Final play. Well, they lost their number one quarterback, but the Argos still found a way. For the second time in 3 years, Toronto is the Grey Cup champion.
41-24, the final score. What a hell of a fourth quarter, though. Damn, that's really where it all went down. Prince Harry was there to promote Invictus Games. It was good to see him. Jonas Brothers doing the halftime show.
So what a man gotta do? What a man gotta do? To be totally loved by you.
I know This is one of Maria's favorite bands.
Yes.
What'd you think of the 12-minute performance?
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah?
It was so good. And then Nick got a solo, and then Joe got a solo.
They did a lot of songs.
Yeah, they were running 12 minutes. Through them.
Oh, man.
Yeah. As a fan, satisfied with the halftime performance?
Yeah, I was singing in my living room by myself. It's great.
Yeah, it was good. Sucker was in there as well.
Great song. Love this song. Yeah,
they
good band.
So good live.
They do.
Ross, did you like Joe's pants?
What was Joe's pants? I missed it.
Leather pants.
Oh, yeah? Huge fan. Don't even have to see them.
They were like wide leg, too. They were nice.
Wide leg?
Yeah, they weren't like skinnies.
And he was wearing platforms.
I'm going to have to take a look at that.
No,
I don't know how I feel about wide-leg leather pants.
No. He
sounds
really
very
good.
Feminine to me, wide-leg leather pants.
No, he's
with platforms.
Good.
Nah, I'm going to have to take it. Send me a pic, please, before the news is over. I'll make a judgment on wide-leg leather pants, Jonas style.
He's like, let me just please, go through my camera roll.
please allow me.
Alex Ovechkin recorded his 31st hat trick, his first
of the
greatest.
Season. One of the greatest.
His first since 2022. Over the Vegas Golden Knights. Ovechkin is, his three goals gave him 866 on the career. Ooh. That is 29 away from surpassing Wayne Gretzky as the all-time NHL's leading goal scorer. So he's got 29 left to go.
Ah, easy.
You think so?
Easy.
You think he'll do it this season? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, you do, eh?
That guy's a beast.
He is a beast. It would be great to do it all in one season as opposed to having to come back next year and only get like four.
Sure.
You know, like it'd be great to go on the run, right? That'd be
his
really
team
good.
Will help him out.
Yeah. Where are we here? Got another, hey, remember that yellow banana that was at the Art Basel exhibit in Miami where it was somebody duct taped a yellow banana to the wall?
Oh, so stupid, yeah.
So, and it was done by, the piece itself is called Comedian by Maurizio Catalan.
Hilarious.
And this was back in 2019 and everybody's freaking out because they're like, well, that's not art. So I guess that piece is going up for sale. They expect to get at Sotheby's between $1 million and $1.5
million. It can't be the same banana.
It's not the same banana.
Because the banana would be mush by now.
Was it a real banana?
It was a real banana.
So was the duct tape even real?
So the banana is long gone. So Sotheby's says that the banana was always meant to be replaced regularly.
Like, what's your banana budget for this?
So, it's not even the banana.
Like, every week you gotta put up a next piece of banana?
I guess.
So what are they auctioning off? A banana?
The banana with the duct tape. And I guess, like, the piece of the wall.
Hold on, which banana, though? Like, the banana of the
week? It'll be a brand new banana.
And then, as a buyer...
Yes.
Am I then responsible for swapping out the banana once a week?
Yes.
With the new duct tape? So
yes.
Now I need a banana and duct tape budget?
So you're buying a piece of drywall.
I imagine the tape itself is probably done in a way where the tape stays and then maybe you could just slide the banana in and out.
Like, uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. With that same motion that you're doing with your hand?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I would imagine that's how...
I've done it before.
That's how it works.
Yo.
But you know what I mean, right? Uh-huh. But I imagine, yes, between $1 million and $1.5 million, it would still be up to you to replace the banana.
No.
You're not going to.
No.
So you would just let it rot.
I'm not making that purchase. That seems irresponsible.
It does.
Financially irresponsible.
The whole thing seems wildly irresponsible. But also, I understand, like, paying for art. I get that. It's a commodity, right? You hold on to it, appreciates the value.
But who decided that was a piece of art?
Art is
nobody decides. The
like,
world.
It was a banana tape.
To a wall.
Using duct tape.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that kind of art. I'm not a fan of somebody dumping over a bucket of sand and going, voila. And everybody in the room goes, oh my God, you're so brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a fan of that, right? But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And it doesn't mean that it doesn't have a monetary value and that people won't pay for it. Somebody is going to spend $1 million on that banana and duct tape. And the week after they get it, they're going to have to go to the grocery store and buy a brand new banana.
No, you go to the dollar store, buy a plastic banana, and then you're done.
But then it's not. No,
then it's not the art.
It's not the art.
Yeah. It's got to be a real banana.
So is the art the action of changing the banana?
That's what they said, that it was always meant to be replaced regularly.
How do I get into the art world? I just came up with a brilliant idea.
You already are in the art world.
Like,
the
no.
art world is all around us.
I'm not even going to tell you guys what the idea is because someone out there is going to take my idea and make millions. But I just came up with an idea.
Tell us right now. Anyway.
I'm not telling you the idea.
If you came up with a brilliant idea this fast, you'll come up with another one.
No.
So just what's the idea?
This one will make me some money.
What's the idea?
Because if anything could be art.
Okay, yes. What's the idea?
Okay.
Yeah.
An apple.
Yes.
And a piece of Velcro.
Right.
And that gets stuck onto a wall.
Okay.
But now you're just ripping off this guy.
Yeah, now you're doing what you don't want people to do to you.
Yeah.
And it's a take.
Yes, on?
The state of the world.
Oh, in what way?
Actually, it'll be a bunch of apples, not just one apple.
Right.
And it'll be a take on the state of the world.
What are you trying to say with it, though?
About the destruction, but also...
Destruction of?
The world.
With?
Done by us.
Right.
But also the beautifulness exists out there.
Right.
And my art piece is called...
Yeah.
How You Like Them Apples.
Right.
That's very appealing.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if that one's
guys, why are you hating on my art?
I don't know if that's it. Because I also believe Velcro is a petroleum product. So maybe don't use that.
Why? That's all part of the whole thing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, destruction of the world.
Okay, I gotcha. And then what, the apples just sit on the wall and rot?
Yes, but then you gotta swap them out.
Right. Who swaps them out?
Whoever buys them.
Oh, interesting.
I guess I gotta come up with an apple budget now.
Want more of the news with Roz and Mocha? Get it at 640, 740, and 840.
On KISS 92.5.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab. And you're crying in the park on your break. Your boyfriend can't talk you down. He doesn't understand what you're all about. But you've gotten kinda used to the taste. Don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the highs and the lows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come on. Secrets. I'm still stitching your clothes. I'm still letting you know when I made it home. So don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the ebbs and the flows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good.
Home of Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate mornings.
Well, it's finally here. Cobra Kai Season 6 Part 2 is available on Netflix. I love this show. I know they got a movie coming out soon. Dan Mori had a chance to speak with Ralph Macchio and William Zabka, a.k.a. Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence.
They were at the Tyson fight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're promoting the show as well.
Yeah.
And these two, man, they're great. I freaking love this show so much.
Ralph Macchio looks so young. It's crazy.
And he's what, 50? How old is he?
How old is he, Maury?
He just turned.
I can't hear Maury.
Birthday recently. How old is he?
He's like.
Like 58?
Yeah.
63.
Like 63. 63? Yes, 63.
Yo, good for you, Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Dan Mori speaking with Daniel LaRusso and Joey Lawrence for season 6, part 2 of Cobra Kai.
All right, guys. Wow, things are really heated between Johnny and Daniel going into part 2. How real did the tension get? I read, maybe real. I'm wrong, I read that they actually kept you two apart during this just to sort of keep things real. Is this true? And talk to me about this tension.
Yeah, they keep me and Ralph in cages, and then they bring us out to do our scenes. They put us back. They feed us. We go to sleep, and then the next day.
That's how it is.
No, it's, you know, listen, we've done this for a minute. So, you know, it's always fun to play those heated moments between the characters because, you know, they're pretty good along the way. But at one point, the chain always comes off. They, you know, they're just, they just can't see perfectly eye to eye, which makes them need each other, which is great. But there's sometimes they're doing this. So it's always fun to play those times. As much as we laugh about how many times more can we say this is the end.
Yeah, this is it. Never again.
Yeah,
I think
after this we're done.
Yeah, but I think that and part of the challenge for us is finding ways to do it that feel organic, where we're not having that same season one argument in season 6, and that's been part of the toughest part from in the writers' room as well as for us. So we're always looking for those places like, this is a fresh angle to why they're not getting along now.
And he still sounds like Daniel LaRusso.
Totally does. Like a kid,
still
right?
Sounds like he's 17 years old.
And what a resurgence for both of them for their career.
It's great.
Especially with the consistency of releases for the seasons of Cobra Kai. By the way, season 6 part 2 on Netflix right now. Dammit Maury talking to Ralph Macchio and William Zabka, a.k.a. Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence.
Ralph, 40 years of Karate Kid. I was reading about the strangest time someone told you they were a fan. Is it true that this happened during your colonoscopy?
yes. I know when I was coming out of the propofol.
No.
Yes, that's when I was hearing the conversations. I'm like, really?
I was trying not to be too loud, though, but I did say
yes, he was.
Yeah.
Guys.
Matter of fact, I think he actually assisted the colonoscopy. No, it's a whole other
story. Let's get out of the weeds here.
I thought the movie that they had coming out was not part of the Cobra Kai universe.
Really?
Wasn't there a movie? Wasn't that a story that we were talking about recently that they're making another Karate Kid movie, but it was going to be separate from the Cobra Kai universe and not like acknowledge any of that stuff whatsoever?
Mm-hmm. But are they in it?
I don't know. I don't think so. Like, they can't be, right?
Oh, no, you can't. That's too weird.
But still, they have their opinion.
I guess to quickly ask about the Karate Kid movie, because it's really exciting. The franchise continues. Are you excited to keep the story going, and will fans love what they see in this movie?
Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, it's the gift that keeps on giving, this Karate Kid franchise. This is a new story, a new chapter. Jackie Chan and myself, this kid Ben Wong, who's just wonderful. I haven't seen the movie yet, so I'm hopeful. You never know till they glue them all together, but you know, I just like how it's lining up after Cobra Kai comes in for a landing. Then there'll be this other new story, this new character, new landscape.
Mm, it's going to be called Karate Kid Legends.
Oh, damn.
We'll bring together. Oh, okay. Jackie Chan. So Jackie Chan is in it.
Yeah.
And Ralph Macchio is in it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So Jackie Chan.
So this will be the follow-up to Cobra Kai then.
But also the other Karate Kid movie that Jackie Chan was in with.
Oh, right.
What's his name? Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith. Alternate universe.
So it's a different. So what happened to Jaden Smith? He's not the Karate Kid anymore, obviously.
No.
This is so confusing.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai season 6 part 2.
Everything is a multiverse.
On Netflix now.
It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Hey, Dwayne, what's up, man? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good.
So you reached out because you wanted us to chat with your friend Jocelyn. What's so special about Jocelyn? Why does she need a phone call from the Roz and Mocha show? What's going on?
Well, it was her birthday yesterday. Uh-huh. And on top of that, she's just like one of the best people I know. Heart is like huge, big heart. She goes all out for her, like her friends, her family, for her, actually her students that she works with. She works for TSB. So yeah. She's a really overall good person.
Nice. How long you guys known each other for?
Ooh, 15 plus years, man.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. Long time. Long time you guys have been doing your show.
Oh, okay. And have you both been listening to the show for that long?
No, I've been about 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
I'm not sure about her, but she's been listening for a while.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let me see if she's... Okay, stay on the line. Don't say anything, though, okay?
All right, cool.
And she doesn't know we're calling, right?
No.
Hello?
Jocelyn, it's your boyfriend's Roz and Mocha. Happy belated birthday.
Stop this. Thank you.
What's going on, girl?
You know, just living the dream.
Yeah.
What dream is that?
I'm just getting ready for work, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. How's life?
Fantastic. Yesterday was amazing.
Yeah, what'd you do for your birthday?
Just family. Spent as much time with my family, my sister, her kids, my mom. It was fantastic.
Nice. How old now?
38.
Nice.
Hey, nothing wrong with 38.
Not much, yeah.
Why'd you hesitate to say your age just now?
Don't do that, please.
Are you going to ask us how we got your number or how we knew it was your birthday yesterday?
So I got a call yesterday from one of my best friends in the entire world saying, be by your phone at 7. So I thought, okay, him and Soph, his daughter, are just going to call me.
Uh-huh.
Then I get a text later at night saying, make sure you're by your phone at 7 a.m. Uh-huh. So I said, I will kill you and fight your mom if you have people having me cry on the radio.
Oh.
So...
Yo, Dwayne, what the hell, man? I thought you said you didn't tell her.
I didn't tell her anything. She
Bro.
Figured it out.
Bro. Huh?
No, because you know what it is? There's times where, you know, it's we're winding down our day.
Yeah.
And he'll call me and I'll be like, yo, did you hear what our Brejan said today? And he'll be like, what? And then we'll just, we talk about how much joy the five of your banter gives us.
Oh, okay, nice.
So we feel like we're just like friends in the car. Like when you guys are carrying on in the morning and I'm in the car crying laughing so hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he didn't tell me, but I knew.
Hey, you guys have such a great friendship. How come you're not together?
You know what? This morning on my drive, I said, I know how Roz feels about platonic male and female friendships. You know what? I just think... we grew up together and we found this love for youth work and community, and it's stuck there and friendship, and it's one that you don't come by often. So we've just taken our time to nurture it as an amazing friendship.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are both, like, currently not single, right?
I'm very much. I've known somebody for 16 years.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dwayne, we tried. I'm just kidding.
Don't do that. You're gonna make the next
lunch
awkward.
Yo, I'm so kidding. I'm
yeah,
so
I
kidding.
Thought that's what we were doing on this call. Yeah, I had like a whole bunch of notes here.
Razamoga matchmaker over here.
Yeah, we had all the music.
We can run through it.
We had all the music set up and everything.
Damn.
I'm here for a bit.
Jocelyn, happy belated birthday. Thank you. Both to you and Dwayne for spending your days with us, the Roz and Mocha Show. Jocelyn, before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Oh. Hey.
Dwayne, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Smooth, cool dude.
Oh, the sweep. That's what we call that.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Have a great one. Thank you.
Yo.
Coming up on the Roz and Mocha Show.
All right, at some point this hour, okay, between now and 8 a.m., you're going to hear the Leafs' goal horn. When that happens, and it could happen at any time, you're going to text Leafs along with your name to 925-555. We are giving away tickets to see the Leafs and Vegas Golden Knights on Wednesday night for Pride Night in Toronto. Listen out for that goal horn in order to get those tickets. Leafs is what you're texting, plus your name to 925-555.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Cheer it up. Celebrate mornings on KISS 92.5.
It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the caution rail. I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love. You only wanna be the one that I call baby. Cause this time the boys and boys, shoot, I'm not ashamed to stop the feeling.
on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Almost time for the DM Deep Dive.
Hey, Maria, what do we got coming up today?
All right, today we are chatting style choices. Roz, you being old, and Maury's diet.
Wow, hey now, come on.